The area around Bass Lake, northeast of Fresno in the Sierra National Forest, is a popular recreation spot. Think boating, camping, hiking, and off-road vehicles.
This is Kamuk Staging Area. It's an OHV staging area for Miami Trails.
So this is a place people come and take their ATVs and their Broncos and stuff?
Yes, sir.
And you're across the advisor, Miller Town.
That's Mark Wilson with the Sierra National Forest. But we're not here to go quadding. We're here to cut down trees with chainsaws. The bark beetle has sucked the life out of so many pine trees along this well-used trail that officials say it's become increasingly unsafe for visitors.
Basically, they're taking them, choking them out, starving them out, and the trees are starting to fade. The top will go red, and next thing you know, you have a standing dead tree, which is a pretty big hazard.
This trail is one of about 50 recreation sites near Bass Lake affected by the bark beetle damage. Dead trees line the base of the lake all the way to the tip of the peaks nearby. Leek Penn is a recreation officer with the Forest Service.
From August till now, in some sites, it's over 100 trees. It's growing to the point where it's faster than we can cut down.
The bark beetles are native to the Sierra Nevada, but have flourished because of the lack of rain and warming temperatures. The beetles burrow into the trees, lay eggs, and when they hatch, the babies eat around the inner layer of bark, cutting off a flow of sap, killing the tree. So many trees have died in the Bass Lake area that the Forest Service has submitted a proposal to the U.S. Forest Service Washington office to cut down trees around popular campsites and trails. Their goal is to protect the public.
We do want to keep these places open. We haven't gone to the point where we've closed sites because of the problem yet. That's pretty much, you know, our last resort.
Penn hopes crews can work throughout the winter cutting down dead trees. She says by next spring, the Bass Lake area may be very bald.
We're biting the bullet because we've already gone into October. We've only submitted a proposal, and we're looking for support and, you know, funding still to try to implement. A limb alone could do extensive damage.
Forest Service officials say the bark beetle issue won't be solved by the possible heavy rains brought by El Nino. Dave Smith is a silviculturist, someone who looks after trees for the Sierra National Forest. He says it's an epidemic.
We'll continue to have this problem even if we get 2 or 3 years of regular rainfall here because of the amount of bugs that are out there in the woods.
Smith says 50 to 75% of the pine trees below 5,000 feet are already dead or dying. The total cost to remove the trees is unknown, but could be in the millions. He says another problem is they don't know where their logs will go.
There's so many dead trees out there, and the mills are so far away, and they're already full of material from the fires that we may just have to pile and burn them and then hopefully come back and be able to plant.
Smith says the Forest Service will sell as much timber as they can to decrease the amount burned. The other option is to stack the dead trees in piles and wait for a solution yet to be created. In the coming years, he hopes to reforest the area with pine saplings. Back on the trail, Mark Wilson with the Sierra National Forest is overwhelmed by the task ahead. Currently, there are only a few Forest Service employees on the job.
The only thing that we can really do is try to mitigate the hazards that present themselves. A small number of people can actually get out here and make a difference. I mean, it's on a totally different level now.
For now, Wilson and the few others authorized to fell trees will continue to clear recreation areas. But to get the job done and to keep the public safe when campgrounds reopen in the spring, an army of chainsaw operators is needed. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Ezra David Romero.